G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, December 2. We have hit summer. I'm John Barker. Joining me as usual is Joel Marshall. And Joel, first big race of the summer is the Million Dollar Winter Bottom Stakes.
Yeah, it's certainly a highlight of the meeting. Whereas last week we had the Railway and the Guineas and several other stakes races. Just the sole black type race there at Ascot on Saturday, and they even had to delete a race, so they're left with just the eight races. But it's the middle pin of their three big week carnival. Obviously the Kingston Town next week, but Winter Bottom. It's certainly a winnable Group One. We've got a bit of there's a few visitors gone across: Santa Ana Lane, Vedora, and Furyk. But you'd argue that they're sort of not the cream of the crop. But Santa Ana Lane, a Group One winner; Vedora, probably a bit unlucky not to have won a Group One already. And I think they're certainly right in the race. But the local champs, the favourite, State Solicitor. And now that he's drawn a good barrier, he can certainly be very hard to beat.
Yes, well, as I've written in Best Bets this week, this is actually of the three, and probably surprisingly enough, of the three, this is the race where the visitors have had the most success. Given that WA produces so many top-line sprinters, you would expect them to dominate this, but visitors won four of the past six, whereas the locals have, over that same period, have tended to dominate both the Railway and the Kingston Town Classic. I feel, however, that the prize will be staying at home this time. I think State Solicitor very hard to beat. And you've come up with another local, Joel.
Another local that has been plying his trade in the East. The old boy, I guess you can call him that. He's an eight-year-old. He's had 43 starts. Number one, Rock Magic. I think he's the threat to State Solicitor. He's proven himself in the East. Couple of cracking efforts at Group 1 level in the autumn and this spring with that fourth in the Moya, and thought he was pretty good in the Daly Classic last start too. Beat the inside division home and wasn't beaten all that far by those that came down the outside. Tough as nails. He's been in this race a couple of times and had one of his runs intended runs thrown out the window due to an injury, so he could have been lining up for his fourth run in the race. He's been a model of consistency since he headed west, Rock Magic. I think he won three or four races under the Arrowfield stud banner in New South Wales before he went to Perth, but he's been a cracker, and I think he certainly deserves to break through at the highest level. I think he'll run a huge race. I think $7 or $8 each way is the way to go with him. I've actually thrown Vedora in for second, number nine. She's been a tad stiff not to break through at the highest level. She was very good in the Sangster in the autumn and a bit stiff in the Moya. She sort of had to weave through, got the run through, looked the winner, and then got bloused by an incredible performance by She Will Reign. In for third, I've put number two, Santa Ana Lane. Strong tempo really suited in the Rupert Clark. He savaged the line late there. Back to 1,200 from a tricky gate. A bit of a query, but his previous two runs at 1,200, he'd finished close up to Vega Magic and Brave Smash, which is pretty good sprint form, obviously. And State Solicitor, I've relegated him down to fourth, but yeah, he's clearly going to be hard to beat. He was beaten in this race last year as a $7 chance, but he drew 11 of 12 and certainly ran on very well from the back. He should settle closer from that gate. But I think Rock Magic each way, I don't think you'll go far wrong.
All right, well, Rock Magic race 7, number 1, is your best bet, Joel. Big call. There's a lot of people who'll tell you that State Solicitor is over the line. Your value bet comes up earlier on the program in the Tourism WA Trophy over 1,400 metres. That's race 2.
Yeah, number 7, Luke's Gold. I think you get sort of similar sort of price as Rock Magic, about $7 mark. Damien Oliver to ride. He had a good campaign last prep. He won over 1,200 and over a mile. They stretched him out to 2,000. He missed a place there. It was always going to be a bit of a query. But he returns here 1,400 first up. Perfect. He's got a couple of handy Bob Peters horses to come up against in Royal Star and La Mulan. But I think he'll run really well fresh. He's coming off a nice trial.
Okay, well, we're halfway through the Masters Series in Perth. The Brisbane Summer Carnival is just warming up, and we get to the Group 3 SUA George Moore Stakes as Race 8 at Doomben on Saturday. We've got the track marked as a soft 5. A correspondent of mine in Brisbane was telling me it has been raining quite heavily. What's the forecast condition there, John?
Yeah, I think they're expecting it to be okay Saturday, but I think they had a fair bit of rain today from all reports. Doomben handles it pretty well. If it can get sort of, you know, that 24 hours to dry, I think we'll get sort of into the soft range, but it all depends what happens on the day. I think if they cop a bit of rain on the day, then it will stay reasonably wet. That won't hurt my selection for the George Moore, the Group 3 race 8. I think Calander will be pretty hard to beat there. I've made him my best for the day. In fact, he's two runs this time in have been super. Got back from the wide gate at Caulfield, savaged the line, ran good splits, despite only beating three to the line. It was a terrific effort behind Rich Charm, and then went to Flemington and beat the inside division home comfortably, but three down the outside were able to finish first, second and third. He was very good in fourth, Damien Brown to ride. He's one on the heavy and he's two from three on the soft. So I think he's hard to beat. From two, Monsieur Gustave, who won the repositioned Keith Now that went to the Ipswich on the Wednesday, and he went to the front and gave Nothing Else a look in. 8, Egyptian Symbol, might stay in Sydney. Not 100% sure yet, but she's really good fresh. And 9, Palazzo Publico. Ran really well first up down the straight at Flemington, chasing home Ball of Muscle.
The other stakes race on the Doomben program on Saturday is race 5. It's the Bobby Clark Mode Plate for 3-year-old fillies over 1,200.
You know, with 7 initialised, she was my best bet a fortnight ago at the washed out meeting. She was in one of the later races. It didn't get to go around. She resumes here 1,200. That's just the slight query I've got. 1,200 first up. She's had one go at it and had her chance. She ran okay in the Group 3 Ken Russell. I think she's a really talented filly, and I don't think she'll have problems with 1,200 going forward. It's just first up from that tricky gate. So I couldn't make her a best as I did a fortnight ago, but I've put her on top from 3 pretty fast. She's won her past 3 in Sydney. Snowden and Brown certainly going to be respecting her. 10, Bimini Road, who's also in race 2, but I dare say they'll take their chance here in the black type race from barrier 5. She's a nice filly. She only won a maiden to end her last prep, but I think she's got a bit of a future and she's trialled well. And 1, Dream Kisses, will strip fitter. She was good first up on the heavy 10.
And your value bet comes up in the last at Doomben. That is the Ascot Green Class 3 Plate, race 9 over 1,200. In number 13, Cubis, but has got barrier 13 and is one of 11 non-emergencies at this meeting that don't have a jockey as we go to press. And when I launched a half-hearted attack on Racing Queensland over that, the explanation that I got seemed to relate to the weather. So do you think they're saying that these ones that haven't got jockeys may be scratched?
Yeah, maybe scratched. I think, as we discussed, I think some connections sort of, you know, see the big fields and go, well, we'll take our chance with some good jockeys already taken. And then you discover on Saturday morning that they're able to snaffle up a decent jockey who was originally a Baborda scratching. So there's a bit of that to it as well. But
not great for the customer, I wouldn't have thought.
No, with so many, you know, people wanting to get their bets on early. This is a pretty good race, a really good class 3. You know, you can, you know, certainly make a case a lot of these will get to decent level. Care to Think, resuming, Doubt Defying, resuming, Cubis, resuming, Lulu. It's had the one run for Toby Edmonds. I think they're all better than class 3 horses, and there's a couple of others in the race that are going well too. But I've gone with Cubis. One win from 18, clearly the negative, 7 seconds. He was very frustrating last prep. He wasn't really a horse that I was on, so I guess I can sort of jump in now. If you were following him last prep, I guess, you know, you've got to draw a line somewhere. But he ran really well on most occasions, and his recent trial was effortless. Just went to the front and walked in with his trial there at Deegan. So, look, he's talented. He'll run well. If he wins, you know, you're going to have a bit of luck on your side. But, look, I think he's a good each-way bet.
All righty. Rosehill Gardens is the venue for Sydney racing on Saturday. Good little meeting they've got there. They've got 3 black-type races. They've also got a highway handicap there with 18 to face the starter and 4 emergencies. In fact, the $4 favourite is the 4th emergency. Has that ban on Canberra horses kicked in yet, Joel? It was going to be December, wasn't it? But
Well, it can't have, because there are Canberra runners there.
Yeah.
Let It Roll, Nick Olive, certainly, is from Canberra.
Just wondering if these trainers are Now, you know, buying a post office box in Queanbeyan or Yass, and
well, certainly
the horse is trained there.
Yeah, well, there was a horse. I mean, there's a horse I noticed, number 19, True Worth. He's trained at Capricorn Park, which is a sort of, you know, a stud and a private training facility, and
within the ACT.
It's really just down the So yeah, that's sort of the grey area. But you know, I really sort of don't agree with that rule, having Canberra horses. You know, eliminate, if you're in New South Wales, you're in New South Wales. Are they going to start eliminating Matty Dunn's horses?
Yeah, Mwumba,
because he's been too dominant. So I think if you're in New South Wales, you're allowed to run. But yeah, gee, that's a huge field. And speaking of which, I've gone for the Matty Dunn horse, number 1, Saxton Rock.
All right, well, moving along to the black type, we start with race 6, ATC Cup, 2,000 metre listed race.
I've gone with 7, Black on Gold. He's just come back in really good form. He was showed promise as a 3-year-old. He's come back at 4, which is often the hardest thing to do, you know, that sort of transition. He hasn't been trying to do it in the hard level, but certainly open class, and he's been handling himself really well. Good win, third up, not disgraced last start, behind Interlocutor, who's flying, and on the minimum, he's hard to go past from 1. Fabrizio, who was a late entry, backing up off the Goulburn Cup last week. He was better there, second up, he should be fitter. Interesting race here with Gay Waterhouse, Adrian Bott having 3 runners that all like to go forward. Broadside being first up, I'd say there might be a little bit negative on him, but Fabrizio in for second, Lord Kingsley for third. He's going really well. He's won a good win last time out on the minimum, stays on that weight. And number 4, Savopinski, of course, the other Waterhouse Bott runner, who was a dominant winner at Flemington over the carnival.
And race 7 is the Festival Stakes. This is the highlight of the program at Rose Hill. It's a Group 3 over 1,500.
Yeah, and Waterhouse Bott will have the favourite, and I think they'll have the winner, number 4, Kabiza Devaka. Everything we've seen of him this prep suggests he's gone to a new level. He had the very light weight first up, but he was dominant, beating supply and demand. Went up 2.5 kilos next time, went to the front, won again. Similar story here. Up the 3 kilos, but Rachel King on board knows what he's capable of. He'll roll forward and be very hard to run down. 5 Mighty Lucky, very consistent, didn't have all favours at Hawkesbury last start. 8 Federal, he was better, second up, behind Kabiza Devaka, still just a little bit to make up, but there is a pull in the weights. He drops 2, Kabiza Devaka up 3, so you can make a bit of a case there for him. And 9 Mr. Seawolf, clearly an interesting runner. I thought he did enough in a trial. He's an Irish import, first run for Chris Waller. And yeah, a few handy judges giving him a bit of a chance there first up, so certainly be keeping him safe.
And we have a full field for the other black type race. That's race 8, the Starlight Stakes, which, one of these many races in Sydney where you sort of wonder why they're called what they're called, because, you know, they move them around so much. So this presumably used to be run at Canterbury, but it's 1,100 metre listed event.
It is indeed, and I've gone with number 2, the Monstar, with the 59 kilos. A bit of rain tipped around Sydney too. That'll play into his hands. He's been going super on top of the ground of late, but you get a bit of rain, that's when he comes into his own. Yes, he's got the 59 kilos, so he's giving plenty of weight away to some key rivals down on the minimum, but the way he's going, certainly going to be hard to beat. He's safe each way. Those form lines through In Her Time and Impending and Ball of Muscle. And Rich Charm just reads very, very strongly. 5, Egyptian Symbol, as mentioned. She's also in Brisbane, but if she goes here, she'll run well. She always does first up. And then the 2 that Cornell the race the other day, 12, Glenall, who won. He was first up, beat my best bet for the day, which was Tactical Advantage. And thought Tactical Advantage had him at the 100, just couldn't get to him. He was second up, the blinkers were on. I just wonder where the improvement's going to come, possibly with some give in the ground, because he doesn't mind that. But 2 on top for me, the Monstar.
And the Monstar was your value bet, race 8, number 2. Your best comes in a race we haven't discussed. That's race 5, the Boxing Day at Royal Randwick Handicap, 1,500, benchmark 85. I speak of number 6, Sedanza.
Yeah, we'll stick with her. She was the value bet a couple of weeks ago, and she wasn't looking value Saturday morning. I think she was $6 into $2.50. Some crazy betting fluctuations, but she ended up getting back out to a decent tobaccable price at the $5.50, and it was a good strong win. Came from off midfield. They didn't go overly quick, but she sustained her run, and it was a good win. Unbeaten second up, including the last preparation where she beat Interlocutor and Up and Rolling. That's good form. A little bit wary of Pelorus Jack, because I've been watching him and I think he's ready. He was too keen first up and he didn't have the best of luck back in distance last start. So if we can back the both, I know Sedanza, as I said, she's my best and I'm pretty confident with her. But maybe if you can just save a little bit on Pelorus Jack and play the multiples, might be the way to get a bit of cash out of that race.
Back in Victoria, as our late colleague Peter Lucas always delighted in saying at this time of year, the carnival is over. Although we've got, we back up the, get back for a bit of excitement at Pakenham Cup next week, but there is nothing of a black type nature at Ladbrokes Park Sandown Hillside this Saturday. There's reasonable fields holding up, a few of them hanging on from the spring, trying to pick up a few late crumbs, a few coming back for the summer. The question, Joel, will be how wet is it going to be? Noah's flood forecast for Victoria over the next few days.
Exactly right. So it's going to be interesting just to see what Sandown does get. Look, without having done all the form for this meeting, I will be on RSN 927, Melbourne Radio on Saturday morning with my full preview for this meeting. But just a couple that I think Vinland will be well found, race four. But, you know, we're giving him a bit of a chance in the Sandown Guineas, and he ran well. You'd have to think with that under his belt, he'd be pretty hard to roll there in race four. Excuse me. And in the first race, just one, a first starter that might be worth looking at. Obviously, there's eight first starters, but the number eight written by might just get under a few people's guard. His couple of jump outs I've really liked. He's by Written Tycoon. He's ready to go, and I can see him running a good race at double figures. Obviously, there's some big raps on a couple of these others, including the McAvoy pair. But, yeah, have a look at Written By, and I think Vinland will be tough to beat in race four, and Miss Wonderland maybe in race six. She was saved for this from Ballarat last week, but the wet would be a little bit of a query.
I'm with you with Vinland. That is my best race for number six, although, again, I guess it was very, very wet. That would be something of a query. And my value bet is Hokkaido for Craig Blackshaw, race 9, number 5. Read all about it in this week's winning post in the Gippsland column. Going very well. Ran a good win first up. Gets 2 kilos off for Zach Spain and is currently at around about $34. So for once in my life, my value bet is at a bit of value. And it's just a pity I got chucked out of the roughies column this week because I could have... You've saved the day, although we don't know that the day needs to be saved, but it probably will. Now, last week I had... we haven't got to New Zealand yet, have we?
Morfettville.
God, sorry. Listeners, I'm very discombobulated because now that Winning Post is printed in Ballarat, and for any listeners in the Ballarat region, it should be available there from now on at 4 o'clock on Thursday afternoons. Flip side of that coin, you can't get it in Melbourne anymore. Apologies for that. Out of our hands, our printer in Melbourne was no longer able to print on a Thursday afternoon. We've had to go to Ballarat. And the good news is that the paper is looking a lot better, or if last week was any indication, it was excellent. Anyway, for that reason, I am a bit discombobulated. Don't know what to do with myself if I'm not waiting for the paper to come back. Morfettville Parks. They're racing on the Parks track. And Carl Diorio likes good therapy in race 8 as his best. Race 8, number 2. But... James Jordan, on the other hand, says Embassy Lil, with even luck, she wins. Race 8, number 6. So take your pick there. Maybe a Quinella, number 2, Good Therapy, or number 6, Embassy Lil. Carl's value bet, race 6, number 3, Exalted Lightning. And the other two that James Jordan likes, race 1, number 1, Dexter, You Devil, and race 2, number 6, To Be Vain. Now, tragically, Joel, we were not able to get New Zealand fields in the Winning Post this week, although given the computer, the IT problems that Racing Australia was suffering this week, I think we've done fairly well to get both a best bets and a Winning Post on the streets this week. But unfortunately, the Winning Post, because of those IT problems, does not carry New Zealand. And I see you haven't got New Zealand in front of you, but can you tell us anything about New Zealand?
You've caught me on the hop a little bit. I've remembered three of my four best. I'm just struggling to remember my best for Wanganui, but I can certainly remember Ellerslie. Ellerslie is the main meeting. They've got a couple of stakes races there and certainly some nice horses going around. The Trevor Eagle Memorial is a Group 3 over 1,500 for the three-year-olds. Plenty of depth, some nice three-year-olds. My value bet comes up in that race. It's Owen Patrick, named after the jockey Owen Patrick Boson, who hasn't ridden it either start. I don't think he's on it either Saturday, but Sam Weatherly has ridden at both starts, and he's done a good job. He had to work from a wide gate first start, went forward, battled on really well, and then his next start got back, but his last 100 metres was really good. I think he's looking for the extra distance, and despite being a maiden, I think he can measure right up to that stakes level. My best bet at Ellerslie is Romancer, a horse owned by OTI, a son of Redwood. I was following him last campaign. Thought he'd get to the New Zealand Derby. He didn't quite make it. He ran in a couple of the lead-ups, and he ended up going to the paddock with an injury. He's returned in super order. He won over 1,200 metres first up. Gradually getting up in distance, 1,400 second up. He's drawn well. I think he didn't win by much first up, but convinced he's a pretty talented horse, and I think he should be able to take care of that level there on Saturday. And the feature at Whanganui is the Whanganui Cup, and my value bet for that meeting horse, I'm thinking running well at each way, is a horse called Effective. It's had a few runs this time in, ready to step up in distance. I think around 2,000 metres will suit, and could be an improver. You're likely to get double figures for her.
Alrighty, well, that leaves us only to remind you to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. Form for Friday night, there's a double hitter, Canterbury and Moonee Valley. Saturday and Sunday, as well as Fields. We've got a Fields page for both of the Monday meetings in the absence of New Zealand Saturday. And finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend. Well, I went very close to a collect each way anyway last week with Variation, running fourth in the Railway. And so I'm going to go each way again, because I think that Hokkaido probably won't be disadvantaged by the wet, probably won't run, might not run, but the race might not be on. But race 9, number 5 at Ladbrokes Park Hillside on Saturday, at $10 each way, Hokkaido.
I'll go to Doomben, George Moore Stakes, race 8, number 5, Calanda is my best for the weekend.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners. We'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.